From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And in an appearance at a White House press briefing today that was such a surprise, the first words on the transcript are reporters yelling out, "Whoa!" President Obama made his first public comments about the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin.
"This could have been my son. Another way of saying that is Trayvon Martin could have been me."
The president listed the experiences that he said he and other African-American men have had.
"Walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars. That happens to me, at least before I was a senator. There are very few African-Americans who haven't had the experience of getting on an elevator and a woman clutching her purse nervously and holding her breath until she had a chance to get off."
Rick Klein is political editor for ABC News. Rick, pretty powerful moment. I just want you to take the stage, tick through some of the other things the president said.
"It was stunning. It was personal. It was emotional. It was raw. And I've never seen anything quite like it from this president. He said that he thinks it's time for national soul searching, not a national conversation, soul searching, very personal, I think, in that sense. He called for the Justice Department, his Justice Department, to review the so-called stand your ground laws, like the one in Florida that was part of Zimmerman's defense in the Trayvon case. He talked about just kind of banding around other ideas to find new ways, training mechanisms, anything the federal government can do on this. He cautioned that it's unlikely that there's going to be federal civil rights charges against Zimmerman. But I think mostly this was the president as a man, as a father, as a black man, as not the president of the United States, but as the most prominent official in this nation of color, who talked about this as a person, as a human being. He let his shield down to try to foster the way people are thinking about this as we go into a weekend where there's going to be vigils across the country.
Well, he seemed to also be trying to get across to non-African-American America what African-Americans' lives are like in ways that whites may not know. He was saying things like, when it comes to the stand your ground law, which was not used by the defense, but it just infused that trial. He said, if Trayvon Martin had been armed, would he have been justifiable in standing his ground and shooting George Zimmerman? You know, raised some provocative questions. But you mentioned that he also said that he and the White House were batting around ideas, trying to think of what might be a reaction. Is he talking about policies? I mean, because that's what makes sometimes people, you know, pull back when they think, what would you legislate here?
I think it's making sure that people are cognizant of the, as you say, the way that people view these things, but also looking at the way the Justice Department, at the way the federal government reacts to incidents like this and tries to prevent them in the future. Fact is, this is not a policy debate. It's not about federal policy. It is about how we react to this. And I think this was the president speaking about that and trying to get people to understand the way this is being viewed by so many of their friends and neighbors.
He talked about his own children. What did he say?
He talked about his own children as people that that are better than this, and that he views each generation as getting better than this. And he said at the beginning of this that, that Trayvon could have been his son. It was clear he was viewing this as an African-American president as much as anything else. And then I think getting to this next level and the way this is breaking down among political lines, he injected himself into this in a powerful way.
Yeah, and he pointed out on these issues we're making progress, citing Sasha and Malia and their friends as people who are better on race relations than the adults
right.
are. He said, "We are making progress to a more perfect, not perfect, but more perfect union." These words are going to reverberate, as you said, throughout the weekend. Pretty stunning moment. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.
He also said if it had been a white teen, he doubts the outcome would have been the same. Quite something. You'll be hearing more about that here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.